God always has a plan. He never does anything randomly. Imagine ending up in the middle of a storm for making a big mistake, and the only solution to calm it down is to be thrown into the sea in the middle of nowhere. And when they do, the storm calms down. But not everything ends there. In the water, while you try to survive, you find a big fish opening its mouth to swallow you. What would your reaction be? I think it is better to travel safely in a boat than underwater in a fish, don't you? However many times we make the wrong decisions and go against God's will because we consider our arguments valid, we decide for the fish rather than the boat. God always has a fish prepared for every occasion, but in the end you decide where he wants to go. I can only tell you that even the big fish, call it a problem, crisis or disease, is part of God's plan, and that it is to take you to his eternal purpose. God always comes, just in time. Imagine being in the middle of a sea. You're on a boat, you're going to a certain place that you consider to be the right one, but you know inside you that you are really running away from something, from a rebellion that is manifesting in you, for arguments that you have considered valid, and why you don't want to do what you are told to do. In the middle of the sea, in the middle of the night, a storm arises, and it seems it will be your last day. To turn out, it is not. It is a consequence of a decision you have made. And for the sea to stop being rough and the wind stop hitting you, you need to give your life. You need to be thrown into the sea. And once you are thrown into the sea, into the depths, you find a fish in front of you which opens its mouth and swallows you. Some will say, I know that story. What is the name of that movie? But it is not a movie. And yes, it is a story, but it is a real life story. It happened to someone named Jonah, and it really happened to him. Now, literally, it may not happen to you. It is simply demonstration. We can compare it to certain decisions that we make at some point in our life. And where we end up is at the bottom, in the mouth or stomach of the big fish. The question is, what is the big fish? The one you may find yourself in today. And we got there for a simple reason. We made the wrong decision. But always inside us, we knew it was not the right time or the right decision that we should make. But by impulses, we let ourselves be carried away by what the heart dictated. And we make the mistake. I do not know if this has happened to you, but this makes me remember when sometimes we have some certainty about something, but we end up changing the decision. Like, for example, when we were in college and we were doing a midterm or final exam. Let's say you have studied for the exam, and sitting there at the desk in the classroom, you receive the paper and you start to fill it out. You raise your head and see a classmate in front of you or next to you, and then you wonder. You see the answer that he has, and you start to doubt because it is a different answer that has logic. You start to doubt what you answered, and then in the end you change your answer for this. And when it comes around, you lose the test because you changed your mind. Something made you change your mind. You were not sure, and so it happened to us many times. We know that God has told us something, and we go against the current, but deep inside we know that it is what God told us to do. However, we are not doing it, and in the end we find the only way out is that big fish. That big fish, although it seems that it is something bad, no. It has already been sent by the Lord. It is a situation, a calamity, bad news, a difficult moment, or a complicated season that we call the big fish that absorbed you. But in the end, even if you don't understand it, it is a process in which God is working with you, and that is taking you towards the destiny, towards what God has for you, towards something better. So let's see what happened to Jonah. In the same book that bears his name, in chapter 1, verse 17, it says, "The Lord had planned for a great fish to swallow Jonah." This is wonderful, because let's say that the big great fish has swallowed you today, and you're inside its belly, which can be a complicated situation. This was planned by God. Unfortunately, when we are arguing a lot, we want to reveal ourselves. And when we receive God's advice, we don't want to follow it. And we are always planning to do what we consider is good, I'll give you an example. When the Bible says Paul, in Acts 27 and 28, Paul wants to go to Rome to appear before Caesar, to speak to him, to share the gospel with him. God promised Paul that he would get there. Now, how it was going to happen, because God did not show him how the process would be, or his arrival in Rome. What he did tell him is that he would arrive. So everything that happened in Paul's life, from the time he was taken as a prisoner and put on a ship, what happened to him from the moment he got on the ship onwards, Paul did not know. But God was speaking to him little by little, and he was showing him what was happening. Certainly in the midst of it all, that he was living, God trusted Paul. He told him, "Don't be afraid, stand firm, just believe that you will get to Rome, and none of those who are with you will die. Everyone will get there." Now the ship was shipwrecked, and they were all shipwrecked. They ended up on an island. After gathering wood for the fire, Paul was bitten by a snake. Everyone expected him to die, but he did not. Paul just shook. The shipwreck did not stop him. The snake did not stop him. He just shook. He believed in something. He knew that God was going to take him to a place of destiny. That storm that Paul lived through was a storm that had a reason for being. There were 14 days of storm on the high seas. They wanted to reach a certain point of destination, but God had another plan. God took them to an island where he healed people, where he saved lives through the preaching of Paul. Now, if they were the knowledge of them, they would never have arrived there straight away to their destination. They would never have made it there straight to Rome. But that's what he does sometimes, or most of the time. When God allows a storm, when God has it all planned, my dear friend, God doesn't play dice. You can either fight, complain, keep arguing, and keep doubting God's plan, keep questioning it, or you can let him direct you. You can fight against the storm and get tired, or you can realize that maybe the storm was sent by the Lord, and that what he wants is to take control of the rudder of the ship, to guide you on the right path, where he wants to take you. In this case, it was the rudder that was taken out of their hands, because they were carried away by the storm, until they reached that island, and saw the glory of God there, which would not have happened if they had had control of the rudder. I'm making myself clear, right? Just like what happened to Jonah, he had his arguments. He was going to another place that was not Nineveh, where God wanted him to go to carry the word. So God had planned for a great fish to swallow Jonah. Whether it was a storm, tribulation, distress, or a great fish, whatever you call it, that great fish that is living today, why don't you wait and see if it was planned by the Lord? And it says, Jonah was living inside the fish for 3 days and three nights. What did he do there? Let's say when you don't want to close the door and recognize God in your heart, things will happen that will lead you to really close the door, to enter into the intimate, into the stillness, and into that rest. Tell me, what else could Jonah do in the belly now? 3 days in the belly, several questions would come up. How could he sleep? Or the patience he had? Or simply, what did he feed on during those 3 days? The Bible does not tell us. It does not specify details, only that Jonah was taken to his destination. It doesn't matter where we go thinking that we are going to run away from God. We can never run away from the presence of the Lord. As David said, "If I go up to the top of heaven, there you are. If I go down to the depths of the sea, there you will reach me." Wherever you go, beloved friend, the presence of God will reach you. Let yourself be found. I hope you don't expect the Lord to have to use the big fish to swallow you. And there, you can recognize that you need God. Do not wait for that, please, please. Do not take the wrong boat. Do not be contrary. Do not be rebellious. Listen to the voice of God. There is his advice. There is life in his words. But it depends on you at the end of everything. Do not say that you do not know, and do not say that you were not warned. Because today, if you are receiving this word, it is a new opportunity given to you by the Lord. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for these simple words that we can have, Lord, that bring daily life to us, that we can know, through which we can learn and receive what you have for us. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you for your peace. I ask that these words touch hearts and cause an effect, Lord. And if we are about to take the wrong boat, help us, Lord, to see the mistakes we are making and do what is really right. I ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Today I have spoken to you the words of your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. God bless you.